From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Scott Simon. These days, you can discover your new favorite band featured in the background of a TV commercial or a video game. You can download the band's songs from a website wrapped in banner ads. Then you can see the group perform live on a tour sponsored by a shoe company. Now, music and advertising are taking yet another step into this warm embrace. Several brands, no wonder we confuse them. Several brands are launching their own record labels at a time when the major labels have been shrinking, as Joel Rose reports.
Rapper and producer Jermaine Dupri has worked for most of the major record labels. His latest job is president of Tag Records, a partnership between Island Def Jam, where he also works, and the makers of Tag Body Spray. If you're not sure what Tag is, neither apparently was Dupri in this video blog post announcing the new label on YouTube.
For some of y'all out there, it's probably like, what is Tag? Tag was launched in 2005 by Procter & Gamble.
Actually, the Tag brand was created by Gillette and acquired by Procter & Gamble in a merger. In a sense, P&G had to figure out what Tag was. The company decided to tap into what it saw as an underserved market, urban consumers. And Tag brand manager Adam Weber says music was the way to do it.
Hip-hop music is at the core of everything that they do. It drives their style decisions. So when we were launching and reevaluating how Tag was going to become relevant with this consumer, music had to be the focal point.
Last month, Tag Records signed its first artist, a young rapper known as Q, who happens to look like a model.
I'm walking in the path of my mentor, young fly flashy, I cast it on ventures, dying with the last breath.
And the new label released its first TV commercial.
And so Q's freshness led to an historic victory. A pact with Jermaine Dupri and the birth of Tag Records. Keep it fresh, make history, Tag Body Spray.
The deal is unusual in at least two ways. Ordinarily, it would be a record company, not a consumer brand, that would pay to make and promote Q's album. And usually a brand like Tag would hire an established star to endorse its product. But in this case, the endorsement is also introducing the artist, as Jermaine Dupri explains on YouTube.
What we're going to do with this company is we're going to market these artists 10 times more than the regular marketing of any artist that you see right now.
Tag Records plans to sign more artists to make Tag Body Spray even more relevant. And it's not the only consumer brand that's decided to get into the music business. The energy drink Red Bull is reportedly building its own studio to record its own artists. Beverage giant Bacardi signed the electronic act Groove Armada to a one-year deal. And last year, Nike commissioned rapper Kanye West and others to record a song. Better Than I've Ever Been was nominated for a Grammy Award.
I'm classic like the Air Ones, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah, classic.
I'm better than I ever been. The recorded music industry is in deep trouble, with sales of CDs at their lowest point in a decade and falling. But music is still enormously popular, especially when it's free. The online tracking service Big Champagne estimates that more than a billion songs trade hands over peer-to-peer file-sharing networks every month. And nobody knows music's appeal better than marketers. David Caruso is the president of Acme Branded Content, the New York firm that put together the Tag Records deal.
The blending of commerce and content has been going on forever.
Lucky strikes are better tasting.
What feeling?
And there are no loose ends.
That's my boy, grease the
this
sponsor.
This is my butter and eggs, lay off.
But yeah. Cleaner, fresher, smoother,
make
smoke.
Make it sound sincere.
You'll be proud to give your friend.
Advertisements embedded in programming are nothing new, but at a time when ads are everywhere, audiences simply tune them out. So marketers like David Caruso are trying to devise content that works both as entertainment and advertising.
The idea behind it is creating richer communication with your consumer, allowing you to communicate the benefits of your brand and product in a more relevant way. And that gets that person in the store quicker to buy your product.
In other words, if you like Q and his music, you might want to smell like him too.
I'm sort of like the best if you ask me.
But this arrangement may present some long-term risks for an artist like Q. That's according to Elliot Van Buskirk, who writes the Listening Post blog for Wired.com. He says young artists signing up with a Tag Records or a Red Bull Records should be careful that the corporate brand doesn't overwhelm their own image.
there's no going back once you become the house band of some brand. I mean, bands need to concentrate on what can that do for their own brand. They could dilute, as the business people say, their own brand. And that's the thing to be worried about.
There was a time when rock musicians would have balked at any deal that had a whiff of selling out. Not anymore, says industry veteran Danny Goldberg, who runs the artist management company Gold Village Entertainment.
At a time when record companies that used to be the main marketing engine of the business have fired thousands and thousands of people and lost billions of dollars worth of available money, these alternatives become pretty attractive for some artists.
The bottom line is that big record companies just don't have the marketing muscle they used to. For some marketers, that smells like opportunity. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.